Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I got to tell you guys, man, this cough, I am on day 38 of the COVID cough. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I mean, I'm a doctor. I understand cough. I understand viruses. We're going to talk about that. But before we get to that, the elephant in the room, okay? We didn't really spend a lot of time on this, and we probably need to, because, you know, we're looking at the trucker convoys, we're looking at people worried about Putin and the Ukraine, we're worried about China, worried about all these things, yet my escape is football. I love football. So this weekend, this past weekend, Pro Bowl. I usually don't watch the Pro Bowl. It's boring. I mean, I watch a little bit because I love the players, and when you know the players, you're engaged. But then after a while, you know, it just gets boring. But what blew my mind is it looks like the rules changed. So I forget who was the receiver. They were, you know, just racking up some yardage. They were running. I thought they were going to make a first down. And I guess the play was ruled dead. And you're like, what happened? And there was no flag. Well, it's because during the Pro Bowl, I think they changed the rules to a, what was it, like a two-touch? What was it? It's not like flag football. What do they call it? Let me just make sure I get this right. I thought they called it like a two-hand touch. I'm not sure what it's called. Yeah, a two-hand touch. And so I guess if you touch the player with both your hands, he stops running. Now, I had seen later that night and the following day, people going, oh, the NFL should do this, should adopt this. All games should be Pro Bowl. Look, you're joking, right? What are you talking about? Well, it's so much safer. If nobody gets tackled, it's safer. You're right. It's just people running. But there is no way to escape the two hands. If I was able to escape two hands, I would have never had... Yeah, it's interesting. You know, people are like, why did you let them touch your boobies? Or why did you let them touch your butt? I didn't let anybody do that. I've been groped because it's really hard to navigate around two hands. I mean, if somebody's got two hands, there's two ways they could grab you. It just happens. So when I started to see people talking, saying that's the way the NFL should be played, that's the way football should be played, Pro Bowl should be adopted throughout the regular season, I'm like, well, I mean, yeah, it's probably safer. I'd love to save players' lives. I'd love to save their brains and not have them suffer from CTE, chronic traumatic encephalopathy. I think my grandfather suffered from that. He was a leatherhead when he played football, so no helmet. And, you know, you could see his anger and erraticness and mood swings. And so I think even my father might have had it, too, because he played soccer, would head the ball. Obviously, there's no helmet with soccer. So, you know, from a safety standpoint... You know, yes, I guess as a doctor, I should be supportive of maybe a two-hand touch game. But as a fan of football, I don't know what to say. I mean, why do we watch football? And it's interesting. When you see the comments, you know, people are like, I'm done. This is why I don't watch it. And I think the Pro Bowl, the viewership dropped drastically. And it shows what people want. Now, just because people want it doesn't mean it's good for them. I mean, people want sex. You know, they want to just go up to anybody and have sex with them. That doesn't mean it's okay. That doesn't mean it's good. But I think, you know, the reason why these sports are so popular, the reason why sports are such a multi-billion dollar industry, and we have MMA and WWE, you know, regular boxing, and we have, you know, hockey. I mean, why is hockey so popular? What's the most popular part of hockey? It's not the goal. It's the fights. People love to watch fights. Nothing has changed from the Roman amphitheater times. People want to see people tackled. They want to. Now, I don't personally want to see that. I don't want to see anybody beat up. I don't want to see anybody taken down or thrown out of a ring. I don't necessarily want that. But I just notice that without that element in sports, it's just not, I guess, engaging. Why is that? I'm a doctor. I should know better. I should be like, okay, this is dangerous. That's a no-no. Don't go there. No. Remember we talked about how pillow fighting is now a sport? Where apparently, I think it's called the National Pillow Fighting Championship or whatever. There's a pay-per-view fight or a pillow fight, and you watch people beat each other up with a pillow, and they're hoping it goes viral because it's a safer way for people to beat up on each other. I mean, this is society's way of trying to scratch the itch of people wanting to see combat and teams and competition. It's interesting. Somebody had written, this is on popculture.com. Their idea for Pro Bowl was, and this was Doug Rush at the Doug Rush. He said, instead of Pro Bowl, take the two teams with the worst records in the league, the Jaguars and Lions, let them play one game to determine the number one overall pick in the NFL draft. That might be a more competitive game over the Pro Bowl. Because that's where I think we're at. You know, when you look at NFC versus AFC, the idea of Pro Bowl is fantastic. You get quarterbacks like Mahomes, like Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins. You get these, you know, I think Tom Brady was nominated, but he didn't go. Aaron Rodgers didn't go. Sometimes when they're too big, they don't go. But, you know, you get to see your quarterbacks, your receivers, your, you know, linemen. You know, you get to see some of your favorites. They make up teams. It's like, you know, those celebrity. Remember there used to be, I remember in the 80s, you would see these celebrities and they would do these sports together. So, I mean, the concept is fascinating. But just seeing people make all this money and they're just kind of laughing and they're doing like a flag football thing, people worry that football's going to later turn into like a little powder puff. So it's like, you know, I'm going to hit you with a pillow. So I don't know where we go from here, but it's not going to be popular. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. A big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I might be a little naive. Yes, I've been very naive. I'm learning as we go, though. All right, learning. It's taking me some time. But how many of you guys are swingers? How many of you are part of these groups? I guess one group, like, has like 536 people in it. I just don't know how. I would be fatigued. But how many of you are a part of these swinging clubs, swinging groups, where I guess you have sex with other people or friends or random people? And how is it? I mean, is it fun? Is it disgusting? Do you ever get stuck with somebody that you really don't want to be with? Do you have to do drugs to get through it? I want to hear from you. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. D-O-C-D-A-L-I. I've been very kind of naive about the whole thing until there was a patient of mine that was leaving. They were, I take care of a patient. We had a discharge counter. And my front desk was there, so I would give them their prescription and all that, tell them to make a follow-up, and then I would be able to tell, you know, the administrative assistant that was there, you know, what, you know, tell them to follow up with this, and here's the following referrals, and, you know, get this all taken care of. And so there was, I guess, there was a couple, and as they were leaving, they're like, look, you know, would like to invite you and your husband out one night. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, how sweet. That's really, really cool. And I go, where do you want to go? Not that you're supposed, you really don't really hang out with patients, but I'm very, I mean, you know, I'm like, you know, people are cool, whatever. I don't have that, okay, you know what, no. You know, there's going to be a football length sort of distance between us with a relationship. I mean, I've gotten to be very, very close with patients. You know, calling them, giving them my cell number, you know, when it comes to helping them. So, you know, it's, but at the time I was like, okay, yeah, where would you want to go? And they go, well, we're swingers. And I go, oh, well, we don't dance really well. I mean, I could dance, you know, you don't want to see me dance, but you know, especially nowadays at the club, you could dance. The Gen Z's make dancing so easy, but Corey doesn't dance. He doesn't like to dance. He's, I mean, maybe he likes to do it, but he just doesn't feel like he could do it. So I go, we can't dance. And the front desk and admin looked at me and said, no, they don't want to swing dance. They're swingers. And I go, and? She goes, they want to sleep with you and Corey. No, really? Oh, no, flattered, but no. No, thank you, though. That was flattering. Okay, I got to go see another patient. And I just left it at that. You know, and I was like, well, that's odd. You know, and I told Corey, you know, and he's like, you know, what did she look like? It's like, I don't know, but the answer is no. No, 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 no. Not happening. And he said, yeah, I wouldn't do that. But I've always wondered how that works, because if you and your spouse are going to sleep with another couple, what are the odds that you're attracted to, or does that not matter? Is it just the sex? I don't know. If any of you guys are swingers, can you explain, or even if you're not a swinger, can you explain it to me? Because I don't know how that works. We did have a couple who told us later that they would do that. And they were both a good-looking couple. And the people they did it with were good-looking. You know, because a lot of good-looking couples, you know, I guess, it happens. But it just, I've just never found that, you know, if somebody's good-looking, the other person is good-looking too. And not that you have to be good-looking for it to matter, but for you to, like, break matrimonial oaths and to get into bed with somebody, and apparently, and I could be wrong, when you swing, I think it's like all in the same room. I mean, I don't think it's like, okay, you know what, I'm going to go on a date with him, see if he treats me better than my husband, you know, see if, you know, he's, yeah, so let's see how, I don't think it's that. I think it's you guys are just like all in the living room, you know, and the kids are asleep or somewhere, and there's like another person's dog watching. I don't know, but I don't get it. And so I looked it up. Swingers, apparently, anywhere from 2 to 10% of the population of married couples do that. Now, I look at it as maybe it's not. First of all, the term swinging, I think, is very 1970s. So I don't think they call it that. I think they call it more like an open relationship where we can have sex with others, but it's okay because we're doing it together. And I predict that the percentage is higher because people want to be able to sleep with other people. They want the newness, you know, they want the different moves. And so it excites them to think that they can actually legally cheat. I mean, that, I could be wrong about that, but that's what I'm thinking it is. It's a way for you to legally cheat and be able to dabble in other. And if there's a group of 586, then, I mean, it's not like, okay, well, there's only one couple and these are the only people we'll get to sleep with. Because that would probably get boring eventually. But you have a whole group. And then if somebody else comes into the group, see, that's got to be hard. You know, how do you, what do you do with the new, you know, the freshman that comes in? See, me, I get kicked out of the group. Because they'd be like, okay, you know, who slept with Dahlia? And they'd be like, oh, gosh, it was horrible. Yeah, it was horrible, you know, and it was like the worst sex ever. I'd probably get kicked out of the group. And then my husband would still be in the group, and he'd probably want to stay. I don't know. I mean, not that he would ever want to do that, but that's my problem. I would be afraid that I would be the, you know, rate-limiting step or the worst person, and nobody would want to sleep with me. And then I'd be, like, really rejected. So apparently there's a gubernatorial candidate from Oregon that has been outed as belonging to a swingers group. And they're acting like it was really no big deal. And my guess is maybe it's just more common than it is. He's going for the Republican primary in Oregon. He admitted that he and his wife had explored a swinging lifestyle before deciding, according to the New York Post, that swapping partners wasn't for them. Stan Pulliam, 40 years old, told the Willamette Week that he and his wife of 12 years, Mackenzie, had explored, quote, explored relationships, mutual relationships with other couples for a brief period of time before ultimately deciding that it wasn't for us. Now, he's mayor of hometown of Sandy. He fessed up to this after a 2016 screenshot from a page titled Swinger Facebook Group PDX. I guess it made its rounds in political circles. And he said, hi, everyone. Mackenzie and I are excited to be added to your little community. Some of you we have already had the pleasure to meet, and we look forward to getting to know the rest of you. The group had 536 members at the time. Now, you know, I am not a fan of politicians' sexual history being news, because, I mean, my guess is everybody has some kind of kinky thing they do, or maybe a fetish, or some sort of predilection that they like. And so whether somebody wants to be monogamous or polygamous or you know, or if they want to have menage a trois or whatever, I mean, I'm sure the average politician has had a menage a trois. So what's the difference between that and swingers? You're obviously having sex with somebody else. Oh, but maybe it's just, I don't. I mean, I know what a menage a trois is, but. So, you know, I don't think this is really newsworthy. If he and his wife decided to have sex with other people, and that's what they wanted, it's consensual, it's, you know, it's just like, you know, when, like, you know, well, Bill Clinton, that was in the Oval Office, so our tax dollars went for that tryst. But with, you know, with people say, well, you know, he cheated on his wife. Okay, well, that stinks. I mean, it's horrible. You're an idiot for doing that. But does that mean that, you know, that would matter in a primary? I don't know. You know, because we're not supposed to judge. Just like, you know, somebody drinks, somebody smokes pot. Remember with Bill Clinton? Yeah, he's like, I didn't inhale. You know, I smoked, but I didn't inhale. You know, it, I don't know if that was the exact quote. So, you know, things have changed. For now, we're like, look, you know, who you want to be in bed with is your business. Okay? It's not for us to judge. Male, female, asexual, multiple partners, one partner. Now, if it's a child, yeah, you go to jail. But, so, I don't know. But I am kind of intrigued by how somebody could successfully do that for a period of time. Because, I mean, here's the thing. If you, let's say, are really, really looking forward to your Saturday night swing group, and you start to fall for that person, how does your marriage last? I'd really like to know from couples why the swinging stopped. Was it because nobody wanted to sleep with you, which would probably be my case, or was it because you noticed that they liked it too much more and your marriage was going to be in trouble? 1-877-DOCTOR-DELLY, don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Justice Department says it seized over $3.6 billion worth of digital currency stolen during a hack of cryptocurrency exchange and arrested two suspects for allegedly trying to launder the proceeds. While consumers around the United States are feeling the effects of inflation, Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell gives opening remarks on the Senate floor Tuesday.
More than 80% of Americans say the cost of everyday goods have shot up, and two-thirds disapprove of the job President Biden is doing to help their wallets. Even though American workers have been earning pay raises, inflation is leaving them with less purchasing power than they had in the first place.
With inflation at nearly a 40-year high, consumers have been experiencing a spike in prices for food, gas, and other household items. This is USA Radio News. Vice President Kamala Harris is speaking Tuesday at the White House in an outreach campaign event to remind families that by filing their taxes, they can receive the second half of their child tax credit. Vice President Harris says the child tax credit is helping families get out of poverty.
These tax credits are already making a difference. In fact, thanks to the child tax credit, we are on a path to cut child poverty in America by 40%.
A new study is out regarding who's returning to the workforce.
Men, 2-1, outnumbered women landing a job in America as we near the end of the pandemic. More than 1 million men jumped into the job market last month, coming off unemployment payrolls and either looking for a job or getting a job. That's compared to just 39,000 women, according to just released government data. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pride.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I've been fascinated with the Olympics. And, you know, even though I thought I was, you know, because I'm not really happy, you know, with what happened with COVID. And, you know, I know there's a lot of people have been saying boycott the Olympics. I got to tell you, man, I just love these athletes. I think what they do is fantastic and, you know, superhuman. You know, I watched the biathlon. I watched Nathan Chen in the short program with the figure skating. And one event I thought was really cool was the parallel slalom. Or was it the parallel free skate? No, I think it was the parallel skateboarding slalom. I hope I pronounced that right. I have a lisp. That was fantastic. It's where, I guess, they race each other from two different countries, and then they get, you know, they up their seeds, they get through the bracket until they're finally competing for bronze and then competing for silver and gold. And, wow, it's so cool to watch because they're going around the flags and some fall. And I don't know, but I thought the parallel one was really, really cool. I've been watching the ski jump where they jump and they look like they're flying. I don't know what that's called. And then you have the snowboarding and the skis where I think it's freestyle and they do all these fancy flips. It's just fantastic. I think these athletes are amazing. So far with the medal count, the Russian Olympic Committee already has 10. The United States has not won gold yet, but we have won 5 medals. It's going to take us a little while, but that's okay. 5 total medals, Sweden 6 total medals, Netherlands 7, China 5, Germany 5, Norway 8, Italy 7, Austria 7, Slovenia 5. So we're kind of getting there. You know, it was really interesting, though. Let me give you the name of this. It's an Olympic skier. Hold on a second. I think it was Vincent Zhou. Vincent Zhou tested positive for COVID. And when I saw some of his video, he said, this is a setup for the world championship. There was a pause between setup and world championship. And I wonder if he was trying to tell us something, if that was code. Anyway, U.S. Olympic figure skater Vincent Zhou withdrew from the men's single competition because he tested positive. No symptoms. So he had an emotional Instagram video. He looked upset. He looked like he had been crying. And he was supposed to contend for a medal along 6-time U.S. championship champion Nathan Chen and 2-time reigning Olympian champion Yuzuru Hanyu. He said, I have tested positive for COVID, and unfortunately I will have to withdraw from the individual event starting tomorrow. It seems pretty unreal that all of the people, it would happen to myself, and that's not just because I'm still processing this turn of events, but also because I've been doing everything in my power to stay free of COVID since the start of the pandemic. I've taken all the precautions I can. I've isolated myself so much that the loneliness I felt in the last month or two has been crushing at times. And so you could see the frustration. And then he says, this is a setup for the world championship. I think it was code. That's just me. I think it's trying to tell us something. So he said, to the future, Vincent, watching this, your younger self would be so proud of the athlete and person you become now. When you were sitting on the couch watching those great skaters on TV, setting their jumps every night at the dinner table and waking up at 4 a.m. or earlier to go to the rink and skate and do double jumps, you had no idea what you were getting into, but you had a dream and you followed it. He said, this is not the end. This is a setup for a bigger comeback. Now, again, it could just be that was a choice of words, but I don't know. I think there's something fishy going on. And that has got to stink. Where you did everything possible. You're not sick. You're not coughing or sneezing. Somebody could be having a cold or flu, test negative for COVID, and get to compete. Yet, somebody with no symptoms and they tested positive, they're out. Their Olympic dreams crushed. It's frustrating. This is affecting us in so many different ways. But another thing that I found very fascinating with this Olympics is many athletes chose not to represent America. Maybe they couldn't. They didn't make the American team, not sure. But instead, they're competing for other countries. They don't really get a lot of love on social media, from what I'm understanding. But I think this has happened, you know, for a while. According to USA Today, more than 6 decades ago, Hungarian medalist Robert Zamonyi switched Olympic teams. He was a bronze medalist for Hungary in the 1948 London Summer Games. He was a rower, but when he was back in the 1956 Olympics in Melbourne, there was a revolution. They said, raged home against the emerging communist regime. Some citizens were killed, thousands arrested. When the games ended, Hungarian Olympians had to make the choice to return home or defect. So he returned to the United States. He defected to the United States. Then he won the gold in the 64 games in Tokyo, but this time he was an American. So people switch teams for dire circumstances, and some of them, well, it's because it's their second chance. They could make it on other countries' national teams that are less stockpiled, and then they get to, you know, become an Olympian. And again, I mean, if you're going to compete, that's the art of competing. You know, find the right race. But that's got to stink for these other countries where somebody who, let's say, was American or another country comes in and then they get your gold. It's almost kind of like what people are worried about with trans athletes competing in their field. You know, like these women swimmers at UPenn. Here they are. They've been competing. They've been working for years. And then a transgender female crushes their records and they don't get a chance to compete or move forward with their swimming career. And so it's a, you know, it's definitely controversial, and I don't know what the answer is. So, you know, what we're seeing now with some of the Olympics is a little bit of drama. Let me see if I could get, I apologize, I don't have her name right now. But is it Eileen Gu? She is Chinese American. And she is from USA. But I believe her mom is Chinese. Now, Eileen Gu is a freestyle skier. And she is, people are concerned that she is allegiance switching. She was raised in San Francisco. She began competing internationally in 2018 while still in high school. And then she has dominated the big air half-pipe slopestyle events. And then was favored to take multiple individual golds at the Beijing Games. But rather than competing for America, she competes for China. And she said she was born to a Chinese mom, so that's fine. And so, you know, I don't know. I haven't been following her career. But she says, the opportunity to help inspire millions of young people where my mom was born during the 2020 Beijing Olympic Winter Games is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to help to promote the sport I love. Through skiing, I help to unite people, promote common understanding, create communication. But, you know, it's, I don't know. It's one of those things where people are like, well, wait a second here. You know, how are you able to switch? Yahoo News flagged a now-deleted passage on her Red Bull athlete profile that explained at 15 she decided to give up her American passport, naturalize as a Chinese citizen, in order to compete for China and Beijing, because Chinese law does not recognize dual nationality. Now, she says she has not ditched America. She was accepted to Stanford and has deferred admission for a year. When she was asked about her identity, she said, in the U.S., I'm American, and when I'm China, I'm Chinese. So that is interesting. You know, I don't know. I know people are pretty ticked. You know, if America raised you, if America trained you, but if you moved and you renounced your citizenship and you want to be, you know, if you aren't coming back to America, that's, I don't know. It's interesting. For me, I love my American citizenship. I'm never giving it up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when e-cigs and vaping became pretty popular, I wasn't a fan because I was like, okay, well, what are you doing? You're swapping something you're smoking for something else. And they're like, yeah, but it's safer. It's safer than cigarettes. And I'm like, well, I agree there's no tobacco in there, but you're still getting nicotine. And if you're using it to quit smoking, I think you're just going to perpetuate the addiction to nicotine. Not to mention, what else are you getting? Food flavorings, metal, some of the burning unit, the heating element, there's some metals that end up coming into the vapor and getting into your lungs. And so, you know, for me, I wanted people to be able to quit smoking, you know, but just like, you know, what happened after we quit smoking, we put food in our mouths, We had an obesity epidemic, or the obesity crisis worsened as we quit smoking. Well, same thing. We started to have a vaping crisis, especially with kids. And some kids who never were even going to vape. They're like, this is even cooler than smoking. So sadly, every time we try to make progress, we sometimes shoot ourselves in the foot. Well, people have asked, but what are the studies showing? Isn't vaping and e-cigs getting people off cigarettes? I never saw it to work with my patients. Honestly, out of everything out there, nicotine patch, nicotine gum, Zyban or Wellbutrin, Chantix, these medications, with everything out there, the number one thing if I had to do a study, tally points, how did you quit smoking? It was the answer. I just said I was done. One of my family members died of cancer. Another one had COPD. My kid got sick. I got sick with the flu. I'm done. Now, it could just be they didn't want to say they used AIDS, or crutches to get off smoking, but I believe them. I had a family member that ended up having a double pneumonia, was on a ventilator, almost died. That was the last day she quit smoking. And she hasn't smoked since. So sometimes it does take a near-death experience or something scaring you, or mind over matter, just like losing weight. These people going, well, I'm going to drink diet soda, and then I'm going to use a sugar substitute, and I'm going to use gum, and that'll help me lose weight. If you want to lose weight, you just have to be, I am done with sweets. I am done with soda pop. We're going to drink water. I'm going to exercise. No shortcuts. And so what did the data show? So studies come out saying researchers found that using e-cigs resulted in fewer successful attempts than other smoking cessation aids, meaning they didn't really, they weren't as effective as getting people off smoking. Well, duh, because they got nicotine. They also added that e-cig users weren't less likely to relapse than those who didn't use them. I know there's double negatives, but they weren't less likely, meaning they were more likely to relapse than those who didn't use them. Why? The nicotine. So according to study author John Pierce, Professor Emeritus at the Herbert Wertheim School of Public Health and Human Longevity Science at the University of California, San Diego, said, I think the image of e-cigs as the one thing that's going to help everyone quit has dulled. We called it years ago. Nobody listens. Just replacing your source of nicotine is not the key here. The most smokers who try e-cigs to quit didn't use high nicotine vapes. Whether using doing so, maybe that's a typo, would improve the quit rate, isn't known, and it's something researchers will be looking at. Now, if you remember in October, the FDA gave permission for the sale of one popular e-cig brand for people to quit smoking traditional cigarettes. Pierce said he's not sure what evidence the FDA is accepting as proof that e-cigs help people quit, given the outcome of the study. Quitting obviously is hard. Those of you who smoke, okay, I don't judge. As a doctor, it's my job to help you. I think it was ridiculous how you would be discriminated against. You have to pay more taxes in terms of your products get taxed more than other people's products. You have to be forced in a smoking room. You have to stand outside in the cold when other people get to come inside. And many of you started your smoking habit overseas when you had done a tour in Vietnam or Iraq War or Afghanistan. It's a real shame that, this is something that was so pervasive in American culture, and then people get like that scarlet letter on them and get discriminated against and vilified. Now, mind you, I'm not a fan of smoking because it affects other people. What you want to do with your life is you. Just like if you want to get the vaccine, if you don't want to get the vaccine, that's on you. Yes, it can affect the community because you could use up a hospital bed, but now that we see that even vaccinated people, still get hospitalized, that argument's a little tempered, but, we're still debating on you know, what's the best way to not let our hospitals be overrun? My suggestion is build more hospitals. I don't think we have enough beds. So when we have a overrun hospital system, is it the governor to blame? Or is it you who chose not to vaccinate? So that debate will still go on. But smoking, it affects others. Secondhand smoke, third-hand smoke. Secondhand smoke is somebody breathing in your smoke. Third-hand smoke is what's landing on the curtains, the upholstery, the clothes. And so in this study, they looked at 3,500 smokers who tried to quit, more than 1,300 who actually did as part of the Population Assessment of Tobacco and Health Study, the PATH study. Participants were asked what they used to try to quit: e-cigs, nicotine patches, gums, inhalers, nasal sprays, lozenges, tablets, other tobacco products, or the drugs Chantix or Wellbutrin. E-cig users were asked how much nicotine was in their vapes. The participants were tracked for at least 12 months. In 2017, more than 12% of those who had recently tried to quit said their e-cig said they used e-cig alone or along with other products. 2.5% said they used other tobacco products. 21% used nicotine replacements or one of the drugs like Wellbutrin or Chantix. 64% just stopped smoking without any substitutes. Among former smokers, more than 15% switched to e-cigs. 16% said they used other products. Now, among e-cig users, about a quarter used vapes with a nicotine strength of 4% or more. The number of former smokers who switched to e-cigs rose to 22%. Those who used e-cigs to quit before 2017 were less likely to succeed by 2019 than those who did nothing. 10% versus 19%. Meaning those that didn't use anything did better than somebody using a vaping pen. E-cigs were also linked with 7 fewer successful quitters per 100 would-be quitters than other drug aids. And it didn't lower the odds of relapse. Compared with smokers who didn't vape, close to 60% of former smokers who used e-cigs daily had returned to traditional cigarettes by 2019. So we've always known, even the American Lung Association had said, look, you know, the data for e-cigs as a smoking cessation tool has never been strong. And it's frustrating because, again, nobody's listening. I mean, I could say it, doctors could say it, but no, it was a way for people to make money. They thought they were. See, that's the thing with a lot of public health. Under the guise of doing something, you know, good for the public, they're like, you know what, we could get this through if we say we're doing it as a public health measure. And then it ended up being just a big multi-billion dollar industry that might have made things worse. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.